Pharmacy workers at Walgreens and CVS Pharmacy staged a three-day walkout at some locations last week in protest of what they describe as inadequate staffing and poor working conditions. The exact scale and impact of the walkouts is unclear, as statements released by Walgreens and CVS conflict with the accounts of some workers and protest organizers. Our next guest is an expert on the pharmacy workforce. He's done research about pharmacist workload, burnout, and job turnover. He joins us now for a look at the profession and how it all affects pharmacy customers. You can join in at 800-642-1234. As a customer, have you noticed maybe longer wait times, fewer hours at the local pharmacy? Is there a local pharmacy where you are? And if you work as a pharmacist or a pharmacy technician, what has changed in that profession over the last few years? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. David Mott is a professor of social and administrative sciences at the School of Pharmacy at UW-Madison. Dave, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. It's good to join you. Thanks for having me.
Can you talk about some of the concerns that pharmacy workers were raising in these three-day walkouts at some of these chain stores?
Yeah, I think, a lot of these pharmacists, their walkouts really are a desperate attempt to draw attention to the poor working conditions and the resulting burnout that a lot of them say have been ignored for far too long. And we conducted a national pharmacist workforce study in 2022, and really we were trying to figure out what were the impacts of COVID and where are pharmacists right now in terms of their work situations. And it was pretty shocking that about 60% of chain pharmacists in that study, they reported high levels of work exhaustion, and nearly 80% of them reported low levels of job satisfaction. So you've got a group of pharmacists out there that are working in these work environments, and it was getting bad before COVID, and now after COVID, it's gotten to a boiling point, I think, and they've kind of decided that they need to walk out and draw some attention to their situation.
Yeah, in that study, you looked at a pharmacist who'd worked at different locations, because pharmacists might work at hospitals or health clinics, small independent pharmacies, or these big chains. If I read your results right, Dave, these large chain pharmacists were feeling burnout, heavy workload, and more than in those other settings. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Certainly across all the settings, as you said, there are pharmacists that are burned out or have low job satisfaction. But as you said, and what we found in the chain setting, that's where we see the worst situations, where the most pharmacists are burned out, the highest job satisfaction, and really the highest intention to leave their positions across all those settings.
So what's going on at those big chain pharmacies that's driving this?
Yeah, as I said, kind of what's been happening is this has been brewing for a while. Probably, 2014, 2015 sort of ramped up. And another study we did in 2019 showed that things had been growing in terms of burnout and poor satisfaction. And COVID was really, a difficult situation for all of healthcare providers. And I think one of the things that happened in pharmacy is pharmacists became really important access points for COVID vaccinations and other flu vaccinations. And unfortunately, in those chain environments, providing those COVID vaccinations just added on to the work that pharmacists were already doing in those environments in terms of dispensing prescriptions. And staffing levels, both pharmacist staffing levels and technician staffing levels, were decreasing. And you've got this perfect storm of decreased staff, both pharmacists and pharmacy technicians, combined with increased demand for vaccinations and prescription drugs. And it has just led to really poor work environments for these pharmacists. They are stressed out. They have way too much to do. They don't have enough staffing and a lot of demands from consumers to receive vaccinations or to receive dispensed prescription drugs. So it's a pretty difficult situation for those pharmacists.
I want to talk about that understaffing situation in two parts. First of all, pharmacists themselves, is there a pharmacist shortage where there just aren't enough to go around? And if I'm running a chain store, I'm struggling to bring them on?
Yeah, so the shortage situation is interesting. So before we did our study in 2022, actually, the HRSA, federal group that kind of looks at the status of health professionals, sort of predicted that there was going to be a surplus of pharmacists moving forward in the next 10 years or so. But recently, those projections have changed, where there's going to be a shortage now of pharmacists moving forward. So what's really going to be difficult, I think, for the change is a couple of things. One is, if there is going to be the shortage moving forward, it's going to be hard for everybody, every employer, to attract pharmacists. But I think what's going to be really hard for the chains is, with all these newspaper articles and these walkouts, there's certainly a lot of information that chain environments may not be the best place for pharmacists to be working. So I just wonder, you know, whether pharmacists are going to say, you know, I am not going to go to one of these work environments where there's a shortage of pharmacists, there's a shortage of technicians, there's long lines of patients, there's a lot of demand for my services. I don't have time to practice pharmacy the way that I want to practice pharmacy. So the shortage combined with sort of this information that these environments may not be so great, that may not be a good situation for these chains in terms of hiring more pharmacists.
All right. And then part two, that was the pharmacists, pharmacy technicians, a shortage there, or at least not enough people, pharmacists are saying, on their staffs. What is happening there?
Yeah. So this is something that came up during the pandemic. A lot of technicians, pharmacies were very stressful work environments, a lot of health risks because of COVID, and I think a lot of technicians were being underpaid. A lot of them just decided to leave chain environments and being pharmacy technicians, and they pursued jobs in other sectors. And I think it's been really hard for chains and other pharmacies that employ technicians to bring technicians back. They need to improve work conditions for technicians. They need to increase pay for technicians. And they're beginning to see some information that chains are beginning to raise their wage rates to try to draw technicians back into those work environments.
Talking to Dave Mott, professor of social and administrative sciences at the School of Pharmacy at UW-Madison, about the causes and impacts of recent walkouts by some chain store pharmacy workers. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you noticed changes in your experience at the pharmacy in the years, especially since the pandemic? Do you notice longer lines or wait times or shorter hours if you work in this field or have left work in this field? Love to hear your perspective on that, whether you were working at a chain pharmacy, independent hospital, health clinic, you name it. What is your perspective on what's going on in pharmacies? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with Dave Mott, professor of social and administrative sciences at the School of Pharmacy at UW-Madison, talking about why pharmacy workers at CVS and Walgreens walked off the job at some locations, and how understaffing and increasing workloads impact customer experience and even maybe customer safety. You could join in at 800-642-1234. As a customer, do you feel like you have a lot of face time with your pharmacist when you need it? Have you ever had a mistake happen with your prescription? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Love to hear from you if you work in the business as well. Dave, are we seeing solutions? Sticking with the chain stores for a moment, are we seeing efforts to fix these things? Anything successful that you can point to?
Yeah, so there have been some reports that the large chains are making investments or trying to make investments into the workforce. There are some reports of a few months ago of organizations raising wage rates, trying to offer signing bonuses to compensate pharmacists better. I think the concern about the signing bonuses, though, to have pharmacists work there is, again, you just kind of have to wonder, if you're a pharmacist, a $70,000 signing bonus, you know, what does that mean? You know, why is this firm offering me $70,000 signing bonus to come there? It kind of raises questions about perhaps maybe that work environment isn't as positive as some other places that, you know, frankly, may not be offering a signing bonus. So we're seeing some reports that the chains are trying to increase pharmacist wages. I also mentioned there's some reports that technician wages are being increased. I know some of the chains are trying to leverage technology and free up pharmacist time at sites where prescriptions are dispensed. And what they're trying to do is use technology to fill prescriptions at central locations, especially refill prescriptions, and then have them brought to the local outlets to be dispensed to patients. The idea being there is that the pharmacists that are at those local sites don't have to spend so much time in the actual dispensing of these refill prescriptions. They can be done somewhere else and brought in, therefore freeing up the pharmacist's time to provide vaccinations or to check prescriptions that come in and talk with patients when they're having prescriptions dispensed. So there's some reports that this stuff is happening, but you know, you just don't know how long it's going to take for the situation to improve.
We heard from Dan in Muskego who couldn't stay on the line. He said he'd been experiencing poor service at a local chain pharmacy in his area. Finally left it, went to a big box store that's providing pharmacy services. Dave, are we at a point where you think customers are really feeling the impact of pharmacist overwork and burnout?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there was a recent Wall Street Journal report that showed that customer satisfaction with the large chains has dropped a lot recently, and it's probably because of the situation in these environments. You hear things about long lines, people not being really happy with each other, and the delays. So there's probably some screaming and yelling going on in those environments. We've heard things that pharmacists are being told to spend more time on providing vaccinations. What happens then if they're short-staffed? There's going to be a huge delay in filling prescriptions and dispensing them. So I've heard of patients going into pharmacies and not having prescriptions ready when they were told they were going to be ready. So these are all things that are going to make customers, patients very unhappy. They're probably things that have been brewing again. Like I said, the storm has been brewing. And you know, like the caller said, at some point, I would imagine consumers are going to say, I'm not going to this pharmacy anymore. I'm going to try to get my prescription drugs or other services at another pharmacy. So I think that's going to happen more, I think.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts, Dan, at 800-642-1234. Talking about the pharmacy business, a lot of overwork in all fields, all venues of the pharmacy profession, especially chain stores. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Dave, are we worried about potential safety concerns if we have pharmacists filling more, you know, prescriptions per hour, per day, things like that? Do we worry about the potential for mistakes?
Yeah, this is a great question. This is one of the things we asked about in our study in 2022, where we asked pharmacists to describe their work environments for us. And we found out that a lot of pharmacists felt that they were being asked to do way too many activities without enough staffing, that their job extends beyond the typical work day, that they don't have autonomy in providing care and services the way that they want to. And then, of course, I mentioned the understaffing, and that a lot of chains focus on workload metrics. It's a very assembly line efficiency-driven business. They want pharmacists and technicians to produce prescriptions and services as fast as possible. And those were some of the characteristics in the work environment. And the thing that was really distressing is then pharmacists shared with us how those work characteristics then impact their perceptions of patient safety. And a lot of times we found over 80% of pharmacists that were experiencing these negative work characteristics, that they said that these characteristics significantly reduced patient medication safety in those work environments. So that's certainly a huge concern. You know, we're not saying that is leading to errors every time, but certainly when pharmacists are saying that there's this perception that patient medication safety is being impacted, that's telling you that they do not feel comfortable, that they're not spending enough time making sure that what they're doing is as accurate and as safe as possible. And when you're in a situation like that, pharmacists have to work harder. They're stressed out more because they do not want to make a mistake. But when you're in an environment where you got a lot of stuff going on and you're not able to spend the time that you need to make sure things are accurate and safe, that's going to lead to a lot of stress, a lot of burnout, a lot of overwork and stressing to make sure that those medications are safe. And that, you know, pharmacists are the they're kind of the safety net, right? They're the last point before a drug is dispensed to a patient. So that's a really, really critical step in our healthcare system to make sure pharmacists are checking everything to make sure everything is 100% accurate.
Oh, and related to that, Dave, you know, if I go into a pharmacy and get a prescription refill, I'm happy to just pay and go. If I get a new prescription for the first time, I often have questions for the pharmacist. Does the pharmacist in a lot of these situations have time for Rob's questions?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it all boils down to is me personally, when I have a new prescription, like you said, I want to go in and make sure all my questions are going to be answered. Or if the pharmacist has questions for me about how I'm going to take this or show me the medication, right? Pour it out in their hand and show me this is the color of these tablets or this is the size of these capsules. You know, that's even important on refill prescriptions just to make sure everything's accurate. And I think when you're interacting with a health professional who's very stressed, who's very rushed, who just doesn't have the time to talk with you, yeah, that can be pretty disconcerting that they're not spending the right amount of time with you, or maybe they're not completely answering your questions for you. So again, another way that patients are potentially going to be impacted by this situation.
Dave, in just our last minute or so, another related issue is some communities don't really even have access to a pharmacy nearby. Are you concerned about, and maybe connected to concerns about labor availability, are you worried about pharmacy deserts in some communities?
Yeah, for sure. This is something that's been going on over the past 10 or 15 years is pharmacies closing in areas, especially in rural areas or areas in inner cities where the pharmacy is a critical access point for healthcare. In some of these areas, having a pharmacist, a trained healthcare provider, a pharmacist in those areas is incredibly important for access to drugs, information, vaccination. So when we get into the situation where the only pharmacy in town is closing, either because they can't attract workers or the economic model doesn't support the business anymore, then we're in the situation where you've got vulnerable patients that are in these vulnerable areas not having access to a healthcare provider. And yeah, it can be pretty significant in terms of the population health impacts in those areas. So something that's very concerning.
Dave, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Dave Mott, professor of social and administrative sciences at the School of Pharmacy at UW-Madison. Talked to him about recent walkouts by pharmacy workers at CVS and Walgreens to draw attention to what they say is inadequate staffing and poor working conditions. Still time to share your thoughts, your experiences. You can email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org.